This is Working Together for a Common Goal, a part of an archive broadcast, Nature of Things, from September 25th, 1992.
There are times when no subject cries out for special attention, and no great issue dealing with nature seems small enough to tackle in 5 minutes. It's a week like that for me. So I hope you'll excuse me if I turn inward for a minute. I'm sure when I'm through looking at myself, something will occur to flesh out this episode. Some of you are aware that in my checkered career, I had 2 stints with the Conservation Department, now known as DEC, one with the college at Oswego, and one with Centers for Nature Education, a private nonprofit group. These 4 periods were almost equal in length, adding up to 33 years in professional service, sandwiched in between graduation from Cornell in 1949 and retirement in 1982. The 10 years of retirement have been nondescript but fulfilling, including nearly 500 episodes of talking with you about the nature of things. During that period, I've received recognition, a number of awards and citations, national, state, and local. Enough, I assure you, so that I was neither expecting nor did I feel the need for another. So it was with some special wonder that I learned about a month ago that the New York State Conservation Council had decided to award me their annual Conservation Educator of the Year. I was amazed, especially considering that in the last 10 years, I've chosen my own projects to work on without any special thought about service to my profession. When I heard about it, I told my wife, Esther, I doubt if I'm eligible for this award. The council gave me one in 1971. That award, a statuette of a mountain lion with some nice words about outstanding service to the field, seemed enough of an expression of thanks from that sportsman's group to last a lifetime. They assured me that they were aware of that old award and that this was in recognition of what I've done since. I found that particularly heartwarming, and of course, I immediately agreed to accept the award, but I really wasn't extra excited about it. There are people struggling every waking hour to advance the cause of environmental awareness who really deserve recognition. These days, I give more attention to the service of God than to others. I rate the nature of things, at least indirectly, as a part of that service. So I really wasn't overwhelmed with excitement. In fact, I found that my wife, who has usually been kind of neutral about these awards, was more moved by the whole thing than I was. That was before I arrived at the dinner and found out that 6 of 6 awards in various categories, 2 were going to old friends and colleagues from my first stint with the Conservation Department in the 1950s, and another was going posthumously to a beloved friend of conservation, Stan Hamlin, whom I'd known almost from the first day I arrived in Syracuse in December of 1949. It was a bit like old home week, greeting and sharing reminiscences with these old friends, some of whom I had known and admired since college days. That was a tremendous bonus, but there was another great reward, and that was meeting and talking to 15-year-old Brandon Smith and his mother and father from Spring Valley, New York, near Buffalo. Brandon received the Youth Conservationist of the Year award. He was a quiet boy, listening in blushing humility to his mother's friendly chit-chat with Esther, until I asked him what he had done to receive the award. At that, the verbal floodgates opened, and he described with great enthusiasm the projects he'd been involved in. I saw a little bit of myself as a 15-year-old in Brandon. I could also see the pride of his parents and that his mother was his greatest advocate, like mine had been for me. I couldn't escape the thought that with all this talk of family values in the presidential campaign, there was no better expression of what a fine family could be than the Smiths of Spring Valley at that award ceremony. Care for each other and a real dedication to the service of others seemed paramount in their concerns. And this award service was run with grace and efficiency. The hospitality was super. Esther, my older son Gary, and I were given VIP treatment. At the same time, I got to renew acquaintances with a number of people who had been career boosters for me and good friends. I know some of my listeners are not particularly taken with the thought of my consorting with people whose main focus is fishing and hunting, which for some of you is the meanest of pastimes. I make no excuse for that. And besides, I know these people to be some of the greatest advocates of keeping it natural, which to me means keeping the environment healthy for the support of both man and beast. Over the years, I've been saddened by the fact that sportsmen, as we call them, and nature lovers have become so polarized. In my perfect world, they'd be working together in mutual tolerance of their differences for a common goal. Well, that's all I have for today. This is John Weeks saying thanks for listening. Tune in next week and keep it natural.